This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Dear listener, listen and be amazed. In just 2 minutes and 40 seconds, this guy Adam and I are going to hand you a working knowledge of the SPAC, S-P-A-C, a way to create a new stock that is oh so 2021, used by Jay-Z, A-Rod, Paul Ryan, the politician, and many more. Adam Leshinsky, longtime Fortune magazine honcho, who now writes for Business Insider, is on the line from San Francisco. Hey there.
Hey, David.
Well, aren't you the trendy au courant, cutting-edge doyen of culture writing about SPACs? It's very first quarter 2021, isn't it?
Well, the funny thing to me about that comment, David, is that I was writing about SPACs 20 years ago when they were kind of this sordid, dirty, dark corner of the finance world. So yes, it is au courant to be writing about them again now because they are popular now.
Yeah, you got celebs and others piling into these things. I mean, in part because the stock market, fueled by low interest rates engineered by the Fed, tends to go up these days. So maybe this will make people rich quick.
Well, it will make some people rich quick, as get-rich schemes often do. You know, it's worth pausing on what you just said, David, for one moment, which is that because interest rates are so low, it's difficult for investors to get good returns on anything other than equity investments, stock investments, which are risky by nature, but they have to take risks in order to get yield because the money in their bank account, et cetera, won't give them any yield.
Yeah, and just to understand what a SPAC is, it's kind of like in the musical where they say, hey, gang, what do you say? Let's put on a show. They say, hey, boys and girls, what do you say? Let's buy a private company and then turn it into a public stock. And then hopefully that stock will go up and that's how we'll get the money, right?
That's right. A normal financing situation is a company gets money from venture capitalists who are taking a big risk. It develops their product and then it goes out to the public markets for an initial public offering. This SPAC process short circuits that and says, we are a young company that has not done anything yet, but because you, the SPAC, have raised this pool of capital already, how about buying us and then we'll be a public company and then we'll see what happens.
It's also a shortcut on some regulation, right? So the typical initial public offering gets a measure of scrutiny from regulators. This one, less so, right?
That's exactly right. A SPAC does an IPO itself. So the SPAC raises money and tells investors, when you give us money, we're going to go find something to buy. Then when it goes and buys that company, it's a relatively simple transaction from a regulatory perspective compared to the IPO process that you described.
Hmm. Now, among the risks here is what? That the possible targets for all this are getting pretty picked over?
That's exactly right. I just looked at how much capital SPACs have raised that are looking for a company to buy, and it's just a little bit over $100 billion. So that is a lot of capital looking for good investments. And again, common sense and history teach us that there simply won't be enough appropriate investments. And so these companies will either make bad investments or they'll give their money back to the investors, which will have been pretty much of a waste of time and effort.
So you think of big dogs putting their money into these, and they have money to burn. Will regular people suffer if this comes a cropper?
Yes, quite possibly, because regular investors can invest in these SPACs because they're publicly traded investment vehicles. And sometimes they generate a lot of excitement and they trade for far more than the value of the cash that's in them. And if the investments don't work out, those investments will crater. And so they're highly speculative and open to all investors.
So give me an example. I mean, I had on my radar screen Lucid Motors, which is an electric vehicle startup. It wants to compete with Tesla. But you've written on some others.
Sure. Just recently, two flying taxi manufacturers have agreed to be bought by SPACs. One is called Archer Aviation. The other is called Joby. They've been at it for years developing this product. They haven't sold one yet. They have no revenue. So pretty soon you can be an investor, a public market investor in these companies, and they have no track record whatsoever. So it could prove out to be fantastic, but it could also go bust.
Adam Leshinsky, columnist for Business Insider and former executive editor at Fortune magazine. You also may know him as author of the book Inside Apple. Adam, thank you.
Thank you, David. It's always a pleasure.